"Perhaps we might begin soon," the Grand Maester said, hands knitting together atop his broad stomach. "I fear I shall fall asleep if we wait much longer." "As you will." The king's seat sat empty at the head of the table, the crown stag of Baratheon embroidered in gold thread on its pillars. Ned took the chair beside it, as the right hand of the king. "My lords," he said formally, "I am sorry to have kept you waiting." "You are the king's hand," Varys said. "We serve at your pleasure, Lord Stark." As the others took their accustomed seats, it struck Eddard Stark forcefully that he did not belong here in this room with these men. He remembered what Robert had told him in the crypts below Winterfell. "I am surrounded by flatterers and fools," the king had insisted. Ned looked down the council table and wondered which were the flatterers and which were the fools. He thought he knew already. "We are but five," he pointed out. "Lord Stannis took himself to Dragonstone not long after the king went north," Varys said, "and our gallant Sir Barristan no doubt rides beside the king as he makes his way through the city as befits the Lord Commander of the King's Guard." "Perhaps we had best wait for Sir Barristan and the king to join us," Ned suggested. Renly Baratheon laughed aloud. "If we wait for my brother to grace us with his royal presence, it could be a long sit."